7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
That's hilarious. Okay, what's happening? The current time is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin the DBS Goes Kabiki! Yeah, it is. Okay, Dubious Goals Committee time. Hello, my name is Tobe. I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I'm having fun. I'm drinking tea, and here comes the cat. The cat is standing on me. Cat is stepping over me. Hi, Peppa, how are you? Peppa says, hi, I'm the cat. Yeah, we know you're the cat. Here, smell the tea. Oh, that smells interesting, doesn't it? That smells very different. Uh-oh. This is how we get cat hair on the teacups. The cat is sticking her face down in the teacup. Okay, now that the cat has finally arrived, we can now assemble the kitty business pit, and we can begin this very important Groundhog Day special episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. Yes, okay, get in here. Get in here, be a groundhog, be a good groundhog baby. Okay, the cat is in the kitty business pit. I guess we're ready to go. Are we ready, Peppa? All right, here we go. Happy Groundhog Day. Today is February 2nd. It is Candlemas, also known as... Is this the Feast of the Ascension? No, this is the Feast of the Purification? No, it's... See, here's the thing you need to know. I'm not a Christian. I'm very obviously some kind of marmot cultist. And that's why today is so very important to me. Today is the marmot day. Today is, if you're a marmot guy like I am, today is your Christmas. Today is the holy day. It is 6 weeks before... the equinox. Spring equinox is exactly 6 weeks away. We're all looking forward to it. Why? So we can go out and look for marmots. But Tobe, today's Marmot Day. Yeah, but the whole myth behind Marmot Day is kind of fake. Now, some of you might know it as Groundhog Day. So let's clarify some terms right off the bat here. There are words for animals in this world, such as groundhog or woodchuck or whistle pig. That's one of my favorites. Whistle pig, a bowback. These are all words for the same animal, the marmot. These are all the same thing. This is a genus, Marmota. Yeah, we got all kinds of marmots, and there's all kinds of species of marmots. I personally have seen with my own very eyes at least two different species of marmots, but I don't travel as much as I used to. Marmots do live where you live, and a lot of people say, oh, there's no marmots around me. No, there's marmots, you're just not looking for them. So yeah, marmots are those little dudes that live in the ground. Marmots are the largest of the squirrels. And they're the second biggest. No, I think they're the third largest rodent. So you know, you got capybaras, then you got beavers, then you got marmots. So today is Marmot Day. Now, and as I was saying, the gotta get this kitty fluff out of my face. Okay, what's the word I'm looking for here? If you're not a Christian, And you're familiar with Groundhog Day being the day that the groundhog comes out of his hole and he looks for his shadow. And if he, I don't even know what the stupid story is. If he sees his shadow, there's 6 more weeks of winter, but if he doesn't see his shadow, then summer or spring starts. I don't know what it's supposed to mean. I don't know what it is, because no matter what any groundhogs do, there's automatically 6 more weeks of winter. Spring doesn't start until the day of the spring equinox. The spring equinox is exactly 6 weeks from today. Candlemas. So, yeah, we don't do that. We're looking forward to the equinox. We're looking forward to the equinox, aren't we, baby? Peppa says yes, because that's when we like to go out and look for marmots. You can go out looking for marmots today, if you want to. I can tell you a number of them that you're not going to be able to find. You're not going to find red moths. You're not going to find yellow belly moths. You're not going to find hoary moths. You're not going to find Vancouverensis, because where these marmots live, it's still very cold, and it's still covered in snow. There's no marmots out running around. Now, if you and me, Peppa, if we were to go out and look, we might be able to find one, but it's unlikely, because today is cold. What temperature is it? It's 20 negative, it's, what is it? In American degrees, it's about 20 or 21 degrees, so it's about, it's about 11 or 12 degrees below freezing. So that makes it about -5 Celsius. It's a bit brisk. Things are frozen out there. We're not going to find any marmots outdoors today. Although right now it is a little bit sunny, but about a half an hour ago it was cloudy. Anyway, so here we are. Sitting around in the warm living room, or whatever you call this room. I call it the action room. I did have to turn the fire on because it was pretty cold in here. And I slept pretty good. It wasn't super great, but as usual, I woke up at dawn and had to roll over. So I tried to roll over, and what happened? That's right, I got a leg cramp. I got a leg cramp. This time it was my left leg. Got that full thing all the way from my thigh down to my ankle, and I was like, yada! And I was about to start screaming when I made it all the way over, and then it started to go away. Although it took a little bit longer to go away than it did last time. So I had that owie cramp, and I can still feel it. It's bothering me. But my doctor, the surgeon, he did tell me that I was going to experience this, so I am unconcerned, and I'm prepared to deal with it, which means I should have gotten in the bathtub, but maybe I'll get in the bathtub later, because right now, I'm having too much fun drinking tea. And I'm drinking a very special tea. In fact, I am drinking, a tea that I've never had before. So basically, along with Groundhog Day, today is New Tea Day. Hooray! Oh, it's good. And that's why Pippa was smelling it earlier. She's like, wait, what's this new smell? And she's not impressed with my other teas, but this one, she is slightly interested in. And you might be asking, Tobe, what are you drinking? Well, you're not going to believe it, but I am drinking Pu'er today. I opened up the tea drawer thinking I was going to drink something like, I don't know, I didn't even know what I want. I was thinking maybe I'd drink some ginger maybe, but then I saw the Pu'er and I thought, oh my god, I still haven't opened that yet? So I opened it. And this Pu'er comes from the same company that I get one of my Chie Guan Yins from. And that's really the only reason I bought it. I saw it on the shelf, and it was in the same kind of container, but different colors, and I like those containers, and I thought, hey, what is that? And I said, oh, it's Pu'er. Oh, it's the same company as that Chie Guan Yin that I like to drink. Okay, well, maybe I'll try it. Because it was a fairly reasonable price. What did I pay for this? Yeah, you know, this was one of those, it was about $30 per jean. So it was reasonably priced. So I bought some. And I'm only trying it now. And it is pretty good. It's good. When I opened it up and I threw it into the teapot, I was like, oh, it looks better than I expected it to be. And once I poured the water, oh, it smelled really good. It was, I shouldn't be surprised, but it smelled a lot better than that cheap gift pour that I've been drinking. The only other pour that I've ever really had. Right, so of course it's better than that. Let's pour some more. And it gave off that, I don't know how to describe that aroma. But this is when people say earthy. Oh, it had earth tones. It's, yeah. In other words, rotten leaves, right? Yeah, well, yeah, it's not rotten leaves so much as it is like like a wet dog. That's what this reminds, I swear to God. Huh. So, yeah, I'm not gonna lie to you. If you've ever washed a dog, or if you've ever had a dog that likes to jump into a lake and then jump on you, you might sort of be familiar with this smell. Now, I'm not trying to turn you off to this tea. It doesn't, it's not really that wet doggy. It's more like, it's more like earthy. It smells like wet dirt. It smells like wet humus soil. Not manure. It doesn't have that smell. It's not the smell of methane. You know, it's the smell of, well, walking through a slightly rainy forest in late September. That's the smell of it. It smells like wet wood. That's what it is. It's wet lumber. It smells like wet lumber. It smells like wet masonite. If you've ever been standing around in a skate park, a wooden skate park, after a rain, that's what this tea smells like. I swear to God. That's what it smells like. Oh, yeah. It took me a minute to put my finger on it. But it tastes amazing. Oh, it's really good. But I do recognize immediately that I need to steep this a little bit longer. I need to brew the tea a little bit longer. How long did I go? I only went about 20 seconds. Basically, I did a real slow pour of the hot water that probably took 5 seconds or more, and then I actually timed 15 seconds. Again, because this is the first time I've ever had this tea, first time I'm drinking this stuff, I thought, yeah, let's go scientific. Let's go with the short brew first, and we'll work our way up to see what this takes. But now, for like a first steeping on this, this isn't bad, but I'm thinking more like 20 seconds. So the second steeping would be closer to 25, so I might run this 25 when I... Yeah, that's what I'll probably do. So I'm really, really enjoying this brand new tea on this greatest of holidays, Groundhog Day, also known as Marmot Day, or Woodchuck Day, or Whistle Pig Day. Oh my God, how much do I love Whistle Pig?
Couldn't buy a bright scene, whistle ping, running up the holler. Take them a hammer and knock them in the head. Take them a hammer and knock them in the head.
Okay, that was Hillary Klug with her song Whistle Pig, which I found to be extraordinarily rude towards whistle pigs, aka marmots. You don't go around smacking them with hammers. Now, I don't have a problem with her hitting Bill in the head with a hammer, because that's what hammers are for, crushing skulls. And that's why I need a tactical hatchet, but I've decided not to get a tactical hatchet and go with, what? That's right, a drywall hammer. Drywall hammer's way better than hatchets, but the handles aren't very good. The handles are not really ergonomically designed for skull crushing, but... Wait, I got distracted. What am I talking about?
Oh no. Oh no. Oh no, 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 no. Oh no.
Linda. Let me ask you this. Does anybody here know how the moon was formed?
Congress!
Yeah, that's.
Hey!
Ding!
Ding!
And what about the oceans?
Hey. Congress!
Ding, ding, ding!
Ding, ding, ding! Ding.
Your, y'all have any work for me?
You see, even though I truly could die today, I'm gonna mash up the ballad, brother. There. Jano, but what? I and I do. Don't deal with violence. I and I is peaceful, Rasta man. I don't steal, cheat. You see it? I man serve. Selassie I continually. No matter what the weak heart say. And I know that I and I is like a tree that planted by the river of water. And not even the dog that piss against the wall of Babylon shall escape this judgment. For I and I know what. I and I know that all of you shall witness the day, as Babylon shall fall.
Bye.
Okay, so that was different. We gotta change it up every once in a while. Now don't we, kids? Of course we do. All right, so what am I doing? What? I don't even understand what's happening today. I'm just drinking tea and thinking about going out to look for marmots, but that's not what we're doing today because it's way too cold. What I should be doing is thinking about lunch. And what is it that I'm going to have for lunch today? I don't know. I'm kind of thinking baked potato. I don't want a baked potato. What I want is to go out and spend about $15 on like killer delicious lunch. But I really don't want to spend $15. I don't want to spend any money. If I had $15, I'd go buy some Marcus. Not that I really need any, because the good news is, if you'll remember from yesterday's episode of the Dubious Goals Committee, I mentioned that I was going to go test a bunch of art supplies and to see what I have that still works and blah, blah, blah. Well, the good news is that all of my really, really expensive magic markers are all still good. And I'm glad that they are, and I would expect them to be, considering how much these things cost. Oh my god. Yeah, it's ridiculous. And so I was very pleased with that. I thought, yay, okay, so I can do some stuff here. I can do some stuff there. I can do a little bit of this and a little bit of that, and I'm thinking about carving some erasers. Although I don't really need to carve any erasers because I've got really good stuff for making rubber stamps, which is what I'm sort of thinking about doing. I'm just kind of entertaining this idea, and yeah, so I'm not going to go into it. There's details. If that goes somewhere, you'll hear all about it, but in the meantime, there's still some planning to do, and some of that planning includes more art supply checks, which means all my ink pads. All my little stamp pads for rubber stamps and stuff. I gotta check them all. I've got one, and I've had these for more than 20 years now, these particular ones. And this one is still good. and I've rejuvenated a couple of them. Some of these types of pads, depending on the ink and depending on the pad itself, you can re-ink them. Some you can't. I've managed to bring one or two back to life. My best one is still good, although I could use some more of that same ink in different color. No, I'm not going to the art supply store today. No, I'm not going to spend $600 on ink pads. No. But I really want to. If I was going to set up an art factory, oh boy, do we need a lot of ink. Ink. I do love ink. I do love making marks on things with ink. I like marking paper. So anyway, I got all these other ink pads that I gotta check out. I know some of them are gonna be toast. And I know this one is gonna be completely trashed, but I'm wondering if I can bring that back and use it for something else. Use it for something weird. And one of the most interesting ink pads that I have, which is toast, and I am thinking about buying another one because they're really not that expensive. But I'm thinking about maybe I should buy a bottle of that stuff instead. What is the stuff? Well, there's this stuff. I don't know what it is. It's probably a polymer or something, right? And you can get it in bottles or you can get it in stamp pads. And basically, it's a wax resist type thing. So you can basically stamp something. You can print something and you can't see it until you let it dry and then wash over it with like watercolor or something, and then of course the wax resists this, or the polymer, or whatever freaking science it is. And this is a cool effect, and you can get up to all kinds of tricks. It's good stuff, enough good of stuff that I think I might need to buy some more, but it's not that important. It's not high priority sort of things. So yeah, that back burner. That's a back burner job. So, yeah. Today is testing more art supplies. And whatever happens, I'll let you know on tomorrow's episode of The Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 19:30 UTC, even on Groundhog Day, because it's Marmot Day. Go out and celebrate marmots.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.